Hello, Vectus. Let's talk white.
Today on Talking White, we're talking about the Earl Mountbatten Hospice. The Earl Mountbatten Hospice is the only member of the hospice movement on the Isle of Wight, and 2017 sees its 35th birthday. It's one of the best-known good causes on the island. That's thanks not just to the fantastic work that it does, but its annual need to raise £5 million from the public. That's right, the government only provides £2 million out of its £7 million budget. More on that in a minute. But first, what does the hospice do? Many people think of a hospice as caring for inpatients in the last few days of their lives, and the Earl Mountbatten Hospice has a 16-bed inpatient unit just for that purpose, with expert medical and nursing care. But on any one day, it's providing the same care, and bereavement support too, to over 600 people in their own homes. Many people prefer to die in their own homes, with their loved ones around them, so the hospice sends expert nurses night and day, and it also provides respite care to take the strain off relatives. Finally, the hospice has an amazing new unit called the John Cheverton Centre, and that's for day patients. It's an incredible facility which helps patients with serious illnesses through rehabilitation, physiotherapy, and self-help. But it's also a specially designed social space for all members of the community to enjoy, and it's so welcoming. If you haven't been to a hospice before, do pop in. Your expectations will be turned on their head. The Sunflower Cafe there is open every day, including Christmas Day, for patients, families, friends and members of the public. And there's great food from executive chef Gary. In 2016, the Chelsea Garden was opened by Alan Titchmarsh, having won awards at the Chelsea Flower Show the year before. Again, it's open to everyone, and a beautiful oasis of calm. On top of that, there's also an art gallery. There's a thriving social programme at the John Cheverton Centre to draw the local community in. Every week there are art classes, a community choir group, and on the first Thursday evening of every month, a concert with a glass of wine and canapés for only £10. It can be anything from jazz to local bands to string quartets from London. Now back to funding. There are thousands of ways people on the island support the hospice, from playing its lottery to leaving a legacy in wills or being one of hundreds of volunteers. Many work at the 10 Earl Mountbatten Hospice shops on the island, where all the profits go back to the hospice. The biggest sponsored event annually is Walk the White, and in 2017, the date is 14th of May. It's a brilliant opportunity to join with friends and walk from one end of the island to the other, either on a sponsored or a pay-as-you-go basis. But don't worry, you don't have to do the full 26 miles. There are five different walks with some shorter scenic options as well. Since 1991, this huge community event has raised £4 million, and there are plenty more events from ploughing matches to Santa dashes. For more details on fundraising and on any of the services the hospice offers, go to the website www.iwhospice.org or listen to the Vectus Radio Earl Mountbatten Hospice Show. You'll find it under the community pages on the hospice and the Vectus Radio websites. For Talking White, I'm James Vaux.